Shavua Tov. We continue in Masechet Ta'anit. We are on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. This limud should be Le'ilui Nishmat Shelomo ben Reuven, Shelomo ben Jamila, Shulika bat Chana, Esther bat Ladisya, Simcha bat Ladisya, and Baruch ben Shelomo. The Gemara begins on the fourth line here, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, with a siman, with a sign to help us remember the following eight or seven ma'amarim. One is going to be Rechov, Teva, Sakim, Efer, Kevura, Moriya, siman of the upcoming ma'amarim of the Gemara. Statements. So let's begin. The Gemara says, "Lama yotzim la rechov? Why is it that we go out to the public square to pray on the day of the Ta'anit Zibur in the last seven Ta'aniot?" Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says, "Lomar, it's as if to say to Hashem, Za'aknu betzina velo na'anenu. We cried out to you in private, inside the Bet Knesset, and we were not answered. Nevaze atzmenu befarhesia. So now let's try this way. We will disgrace ourselves, we will shame ourselves in public, so that our tefillot will be heard." Resh Lakish amar, galinu. Resh Lakish says, the reason why we go out to the Rechov, we say to Hashem, we have been exiled. Galutenu mechaperet alenu. And may our galut, that we went outside, our exile, may it be a kapara for us. May benayhu, what is the difference, the practical difference between these two explanations that we just heard from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Resh Lakish? Ika benayhu de galu mi beiknishta le beiknishta. The Gemara says the difference is, if let's say they would move from one bet knesset to another. So according to the opinion of Resh Lakish, it's galut. They have exiled themselves, even though they went to another bit knesset, but they left their own, so that's galut. So it would be a kapara. However, according to Rav Chiya bar Abba, who says that it's because of shaming ourselves to go outside, so it would not be enough to go to another shul, it would have to be mamash going outside. So that's the practical difference between both reasons. So that was the first word in the siman, rechov, why we go out to the rechov. Now the next word in the siman was teva. Ve'lama motzi'im et ha-teva le'rechova shel ir? Why do we take the teva, the Aron Kodesh, to this public square? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, lomar, this is to say before Hashem, kli tzanua hayalanu. We had a modest vessel with us, which was always kept tzanua, kept concealed. Ve'nitbaza ba'avonenu, and because of our avonot, it has been publicly exposed and shamed. So we take out the teva to bring out even more rachamei shamayim, because we are heartbroken over the fact that we caused the bizayon to the teva as well. The next siman was sakim. Ve'lama mitkasim besakim? Why do we cover ourselves with sackcloth? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, lomar, to say, hare anu chashuvim ki behema. To say, we are Hashem, we are considered before you like animals that are covered with leather hide. So therefore, that's why we wear sackcloth. Ve'lama notnim efer mikle al gabe teva? And now the next siman, next word on the siman was efer. Why do we put efer? Why do we put burnt ashes on top of the teva on the Aron Kodesh? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi kelomar, to say imo anochi betzara, to show that Hashem is with us. Hashem said that He is with us in our troubles. So the teva also has ashes on it. Resh Lakish amar, Resh Lakish says another pasuk, bechol tzaratam lo tzar. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Samech Gimel, that in all their afflictions, lo tzar, Hashem is also afflicted. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, meresh ki avachazena lehu lerabbanan, in the beginning, when I saw that the Rabbanan diyahave efer mikle al gabe teva, when I saw the Rabbanan put efer mikle, put burnt ashes on the teva, mizda'azali kule gufai, my entire body trembled. It was so intense for Rabbi Zera to see such an act of putting efer mikle on the teva. He was mizda'azea, he trembled. His entire body trembled from yirat shamayim. Wow. And the next word on the siman was another efer. V'lama nutnim efer berosh kol echad ve'echad. Why do we place ashes on the head of each and every person? Pligi bar Rabbi Levi bar Chama ve'Rabbi Chanina. It's a matter of machloket between Rabbi Levi bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, one says, Hare anu chashuvim lefanecha ke'efer. It's a way of humiliating ourselves before Hashem and saying, Hashem, we are before you like efer, like dust and ashes. And another opinion, it's a way to pray to Hashem that He should remember for us the zechut of Akedat Yitzchak, symbolized by the efer, the ashes of Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. May benayu, what's a practical difference between these two opinions? Ika benayu afar stam. Let's say you don't have ashes, you only have afar stam, you just have some earth, some ordinary soil. Can that be used instead? So according to the reason of Anava, of Hare Anu Chashuvim Lefanecha Ke'efer, then that would be fine. But according to the reasoning of remembering Efro Shel Yitzchak, of Akedat Yitzchak, so using Afar would not satisfy that purpose, and that would not be enough. And then the next word in the Siman was Kvura. Lama Yotzim Levet HaKvarot. Why do we go out to the cemetery on a fast day? Pligi bar Rabbi Levi bar Chama v'Rabbi Chanina, once again, a machloket between these two great Amoraim. Chad amar, hare anu chashuvim lefanecha kemetim. One says, in order to display anava before Hashem, it's a way of pleading to Hashem, we are considered before you like dead, like deceased. V'chad amar, kede sheyivakshu alenu metim rachamim. And the other one says, it's for the purpose of eliciting the zechut of the people who are buried there, that they should ask Hashem Rachamim for us. May benayu, what's the practical difference between them? Ika benayu kivre nochrim. To go, the difference between them is if you go into a non-Jewish cemetery. So the first reason is satisfied in this, because still, chashuvim lefanecha kemetim. But the second reason of that is not satisfied. That is only specifically when you go to a Jewish cemetery, obviously. And the last word in the Siman is Moria. Here the Gemara brings us another machlok, although it's not in the issue of Ta'anit Zibur, but it's another machloket between Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanina. Mai Har HaMoria. They also argued about, what is the meaning of the name Har HaMoria? Why is the Har HaBayit called Har HaMoria? Peligibar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama v'Rabbi Chanina. They argue, Chadamar, one says, Har Shiyatza Mimenu Hora'a LeYisrael. The mountain from which Hora'a, teaching, instruction, came out to Bnei Israel. As we know, the Sanhedrin, where Kimitzion Tetzet Torah Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim, Har Tzion is Kimitzion because the Sanhedrin were there. So Har HaMoria, Moria is like the same word of Hora'ah, Oraita, teaching of Torah came from that mountain. V'chad amar, Har Sheyatza Mimenu Mora Le'umot HaOlam, a mountain from which Mora, fear, went out to the nations of the world, because it was on Har HaMoria where the choice of Am Yisrael was made by Hashem. Now she says also another reason, Sheshom'im Gedulot Yisrael v'Yerushalayim u'mitpachadim aleihem. They hear from that mountain the greatness of Am Yisrael and Yerushalayim, and it causes them pachad. And be'emet, this is true till today, till this day. What stirs up the nations of the world if not Har HaBayit, if not Har HaMoria, definitely Mora, Leovde Kochavim. Now the Gemara continues to study the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, Hazaken Shebahem Omer Lifnehem Divrei Kibushim. The eldest of the community stands up and he says words of Tochecha, of Musar to the people. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braita, Im yesh zaken, if we have an elder, an elderly person, omer zaken, he is the one who is chosen to speak. Ve'im lav, if not, if he's not found, omer chacham, then you choose a chacham, a sage. Ve'im lav, if you can't find a chacham, omer adam shel tzura. Then you appoint someone who has an imposing appearance, a dignified appearance that people will be influenced by and listen to, and he should speak to the people. So the Gemara asks, Atu zaken de ka'amri. You mean to tell me that when we say zaken, afal gav de lav chachamhu, it means even if he's not a chacham, because it sounds from the Braita like it's two separate things. Zaken is one thing, and chacham is something else. So the first choice is zaken. You're telling me that the zaken, even if he's not a chacham, that doesn't make sense. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, hachi ka'ama. This is what it means. Im yesh zaken ve'u chacham, omer zaken ve'u chacham. If you find an elderly sage, then that's the one should be appointed to speak. Ve'im lav, if you don't find an old chacham, omer chacham, then you find someone who is a scholar, someone who is a chacham in Torah, at least. Ve'im lav, and if even that you don't find, omer adam shel tzura, then a dignified person should speak. Now, what do they say? What are the words of Musar that they say? Achenu, our brothers, lo sak v'ta'anit gomim. It's not the sackcloth, it's not the fasting that causes the kapara. Ela teshuvah u'ma'asim tovim gomim. It's repentance, it's changing our deeds, doing mitzvot that will cause and bring about a kapara. Sheken matzinu be'anshei Ninveh, as we find in the Haftarah of Yonah by the people of Ninveh, shelo ne'emar bahem vayara Elohim etzakam v'ta'anitam. It doesn't say, and Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Ela vayara Elohim et ma'asehem ki shavu midarkam hara'ah. He saw their deeds, that they turned away from their evil ways. And now, the Gemara discusses further the psukim there in regards to the inhabitants of Nineveh, and it says there, Veitkasu sakim ha'adam ve'habe'ema. The king gave an order, let them be covered with sackcloth, both man and animal. Mai havo avdi. What did they do? What does it mean here? Asru ha'be'emot lechud ve'tavladot lechud. They put the female animals alone, and their babies alone in a different place. They took the behemot, they put them in one place, and the babies of the behemot, the vladot, they put in a different place. And then they turned to Hashem, Amru lefanav, they said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Master of the universe, Imen ata merachem alenu, if you don't have mercy on us, en anu merachamim al elu, then we will not have mercy on these animals. Which means to say, even if, let's say, we're not worthy of your rachamim, but please Hashem, the animals didn't sin, so have rachamim on them. So that's hinted in the words of the pasuk, Veitkasu sakim ha'adam ve'habe'ema. And then it says further there in regards to the people of Nineveh, Veikre'u el Elohim bechozka, and let them cry out with might, with all their might, to Hashem. Mai amur, what is it that they said that can be described as bechozka? Amru lefanav, they said before Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Master of the universe, Aluv v'she'eno aluv. Tzadik v'rasha, mi nitche mi penemi? They said to Hashem, Hashem, if you have a aluv versus eno aluv, aluv means someone who is humble, who is submissive, who is forgiving, and someone who is eno aluv, who is not humble. Or let's say you have an argument between a tzadik and a rasha. Mi nitche mi penemi? Who should yield before whom? Of course it is the tzaddik that forgives the wicked. Of course it's the aluv that forgives the she'enu aluv. So please Hashem, have rachmanut on us. We are the aluvim. Please have rachmanut on us. This is what it means, vayikre'u el Elohim bechozka. It took might, it took strength, in a way a certain degree of chutzpah, to pray this way and to say, Hashem, listen, we are aluvim, so please push away your desires from before us and save us and have mercy on us. Then the pasuk says there, V'yashuvu ish midarko hara'a and let them turn each one from his evil way, Umine Hamas Asher Bechapehem, and from the Hamas, the violence that is in their hands, or the theft that is in their hands. May Umine Hamas Asher Bechapehem, what does that mean specifically? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Afilu Gazal Merish Uvenao Bevira, the king of Nineveh was telling the people, even if someone stole a beam and built it into his building already, which normally we know there is what's called Takanat Merish, that once, even though the person stole the beam, but once it is already part of the building, we don't force him to tear down his building and pay back the beam. Rather, he pays back the money of the value of that beam. But over here, the king of Nineveh was telling them to do teshuvah in such a way that afilu gazal merish uvnao bevira, remove the Hamas from your hands. Even if you stole a beam and you already built it in a building, mekakea kol abira kula, he should tear down the entire building, umachzir merish liv'alav, and return the beam to its owner. Amarav Ada bar Ahava. Rabbi Barava says, Adam sheyesh biyado avera, umitvade ve'eno chozer ba, someone who sins, and he does vidui, he confesses, but he doesn't change his ways. He doesn't repent for it. He says vidui, but he doesn't change. Lema'u dome, to what is he comparable? Adam shetofes sheretz biyado, to a person who's holding in his hand a dead animal. Even if he's going to immerse himself in all the waters, in all the mikvaot of the world, it's not going to help him as long as he's holding on to the sherets. But once he releases the sherets from his hands, and he immerses himself in a mikveh, immediately his immersion is effective for him. So sheneemar umode ve'ozev Yerucham. It's not enough to be mode, to do vidui, to admit. It has to be ve'ozev, and he forsakes the way of the avera. Yerucham, then he will have rachamim. He will obtain mercy. Ve'omer nisa levavenu el kapayim el el bashamayim. Let us lift up our heart together with our hands to Hashem. Which this also indicates to us that it's not enough to lift up our hands in tefillah, but our heart also has to be raised with teshuvah and returning to Hashem. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amdu bitfilah muridim lifnei teva zaken. It says they stood up to pray and they appoint as the shaliach tzibur a zaken, an elder. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braita says, we learned in a braita, amdu bitfila, af al pi sheyesham zaken vechacham, en moridin lifnei ateva el adam haragil. The braita says, even if there is a zaken and a chacham there, an elderly sage, the one that we appoint to be the shaliach tzibur is someone who is ragil. He is accustomed to lead the prayer. He is ragil in being a shaliach tzibur. He knows the words. He is fluent with the words. According to Tanakama, that's the most important factor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, metupal ve'enlo. Rabbi Yehuda says, one who is metupal, who has children who depend on him, and yet ve'enlo, but he doesn't have means to support them, he's poor. V'yeshlo yegi'a basadeh, and therefore he has no choice but to work very hard in the fields. U'beto rekam, and his house is empty. And therefore you are sure that he will pray for rain with a lot of kavanah. Upirko na'e. And also Rabbi Yehuda continues describing the shaliach tzibur, the ideal shaliach tzibur. Pirko na'e. His youth was pleasant, which means nobody spoke bad about him even when he was young. He has a good reputation. Ushfal berech, and he is humble. Umrutze la'am, he's accepted and pleasing and liked by the people. V'yeshlo ne'ima, and he is pleasant. He's also familiar with the songs. V'kolo arev, and he has a pleasant voice. Ubaki likrot b'Torah u'baneviim u'baktuvim, and he's an expert and fluent in reading the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim, velishnot b'midrash b'alachot u'b'agadot, and he also knows how to learn the midrash, the halacha, the agada, u'baki b'chol ha'brachot kulam, and he is well versed and fluent in all the brachot that he needs to be, that he needs to say. Now this is a tall order. We have here so many ma'alot to look for a chazan. It's an unbelievable thing. It's hard to find someone with all these qualities. And yet the Gemara says, "V'havu berabanan enayhu berav Yitzchak bar Ame," and all the chachamim turned their eyes to Rav Yitzchak bar Ame, as if to say that he is the one who possessed all these virtues, and he was most ra'ui to be the Shaliach Tzibur. Now the Gemara asks a question regarding this list, these items that Rabbi Yehuda told us. Hainu metupal ve'en lo, hainu betorekam. What's the difference between metupal ve'en lo and betorekam? They both means the same thing. Metupal means he has children that depend on him, ve'en lo, and he doesn't have, he's poor. Betorekam, his house is empty. So it's the same idea. Amar Rav Chisda says, no, zehu shebetorekam min ha'avera. Betorekam means his house is empty of avera, of sins. His household are also of De Hashem who don't sin. Upirko na'e. What does that mean? Upirko na'e. And his youth, he has a good reputation from his youth. Amar Abaye shelo yatsa alav shem ra biyalduto. That he did not have a bad reputation at any time during his youth. And in relation to this inyan of appointing the proper shaliach tzibur, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah perek yudbet, Hayetali nachalati ke'arye vayar. Hashem says, my inheritance has become to me like a lion in the forest. Natena alai bekola. She has given her voice to me. She has uttered her voice against me. Al ken senetia, therefore I have hated her. Mai natna alai bekola. What is the meaning of these words? Natena alai bekola. Amar Marzutra bar Tuvia amar Rav. Marzutra bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, Amrila amar Rabbi Chama amar Rabbi Elazar. Some say it's Rabbi Chama who said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Ze shaliach tzibur she'eno hagun hayored lifnei teva. This is a shaliach tzibur who is not hagun. He is unworthy. He is not decent who leads the prayer before the teva. When such a person calls out to Hashem in tefillah, so Hashem says, I don't appreciate that. Natna alai bekola al ken seneti. Hashem abhors that someone who is not hagun should be the shaliach tzibur. The Mishnah continues and says, Ve'omer lifnehem 24 brachot. There are 24 brachot of the Amidah on the day of the Ta'anit. Shemone esre shebechol yom, u'mosif alehem ot shesh, the 18 daily ones, and an additional 6. So now the Gemara asks, if you remember when we learned the Mishnah yesterday, we saw that when you count the chatimot that were said in the Mishnah, it came out to 7. So the Gemara asks, hani shesh, sheva havyan. These 6, it comes out as 7. So how do we understand? Keditnan, as it says openly in the Mishnah, ala shevi'itu omer baruch merachem ala aretz. On the 7th one, the chatima is baruch merachem ala aretz. What 7th one? You told me there are 6 additional ones. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, mai shevi'it? What does it mean when it says shevi'it? Shevi'it la'aruka. The 7th to the one that was extended. Which means the bracha of Goel, right? Of Goel Israel, that's a bracha that we say every day. Now, in that bracha, on the day of Ta'anit Tzibur, he would already add words, and there would be a chatima, a special chatima, a special ending to that bracha. Now, that is not an additional bracha. That's part of the Amidah every day. And then after that, 6 more would be added. So the 6th of those 6 more is the 7th, counting the bracha that was extended. That's called arukah, the bracha that was extended, which is daily. So the sixth one is the seventh to that. But really, how many additional blessings were there? Only six. Kedetanya, as we learned in the Braita, Begoel Israel Ma'arich. Once the Chazan comes to the bracha of Goel Israel, he lengthens the blessing. Ubechotamah, and when he ends it, הוא אומר, מי שענה את אברהם בהר המוריה, הוא יענה אתכם וישמע בכל צעקתכם היום הזה, ברוך גואל ישראל. So that bracha, that's not an additional bracha, it's additional words in the bracha, but that's a bracha of גואל ישראל. And then there are six more after that. והם עונים אחריו, אמן, and everyone answers, אמן, וחזן הכנסת אומר להם, and the leader, the gabai, says to the kohanim, תקעו בני אהרון, תקעו. Long tekiah. Vechozer veomer. And then the Chazan continues. Mishana etavotenu al yamsuf, uyane etchem, veishma vekol tzakatchem, ayomaze, baruch zocher hanishkachot. Vehem onim acharav amen. Vechazan haknesset omer lahem, hariu bene aharon hariu. After that second bracha, then the Kohanim are told to blow a long trua. Vechen bechol bracha ubracha. Veachat omer tikou. And similarly, that's the procedure for each and every additional bracha. After one bracha, he says, blow, a long tkiah, and after the next one, he says, sound a trua. In which case do we say all this? That's bigvulin. That's outside of Yerushalayim. Aval b'mikdash eno ken. However, in the Beit HaMikdash, that's not how it was. And we mentioned this, if you remember before. Lefi she'en onim amen b'mikdash. Because in the Beit HaMikdash, we don't answer amen. Instead, there's a longer response that the people would respond, but not with amen. So the way we just described it with amen, that was bigvulin outside of the Mikdash. Uminayin she'en onim amen b'mikdash. And how do we know that in the Beit HaMikdash we don't answer just with the word amen? She'ne'emar, as we see from the pasuk in Nehemiah perek tet. Kumu barechu et Hashem Elokechem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Stand up and bless Hashem from the world to the next world. Vivarechu shem kevodecha, and let them bless your glorious name. Umromam al kol beracha utila, your name that is exalted above all blessing and praise. So the Gemara explains, Yachol al kol berachot kulan, lo tehe ela teila achat. You might have thought, that it means that for all the brachot, there should be one praise. There should be the same praise. And that means all brachot should be answered with amen. Talmud lomar, umromam al kol beracha uteila. From this pasuk that we just said, it indicates that a praise is expected. Al kol beracha ten lo tehila. For each blessing, give its own specific praise. So you see, it wasn't in the Beit HaMikdash, it's not just Amen, which is the generic response to every bracha. Every bracha would be answered in a specific way, in a specific praise. Ve'ela b'mikdash ma'u omer. So then what would be the answer, the response in the Beit HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam Baruch Goel Yisrael. When the Chazan said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam Baruch Goel Yisrael, ve'hem onim acharav Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto le'olam va'ed. Everybody would answer, blessed be the name of the glorious name of Hashem's kingdom le'olam va'ed forever. Ve'chazan ha'kneset omer lahem, Tik'u ha'kohanim b'nei Aharon tik'u. And then, as we know, the Chazan ha'kneset, the Gabai, tells the Kohanim to blow. Vechozer ve'omer, and then the Chazan continues, and he says, Mishe'ana et Avraham avinu behar ha'moriyah. He who answered Avraham an har ha'moriyah, hu ya'ane etchem v'ishma v'kol tzakatchem ayom hazeh, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael zocher ha'nishkachot. Ve'emunim acharav, and everyone answers, Baruch Shem v'kevod malchuto le'olam va'ed. V'chazan ha'kneset omer lahem, and then the Gabai would say, Hariu ha'kohanim b'nei Aharon, hariu, v'chule. וכן בכל ברכה וברכה, and so is by each and every ברכה, באחת אומר תקעו, in one he says blow a tkiah, ubeachat omer ariu, the next one blow a trua, ad shegomeret kulan, until all the brachot are concluded. The Braita continues and says, v'chach inhig Rabbi Chalavta v'tzipori, Rabbi Chalavta made this as the custom in the city of Tzipori, v'Rabbi Chananiah ben Teradion b'sichni, and Rabbi Chananiah ben Teradion did this in the city of Sichni. Ukshe'ba davar lifnei chachamim, and when this matter came before the chachamim, amru, they said, lo ayuno agim ken, ela b'sha'arei mizrach u'behar ha'bayit. This way, this procedure of the tefillot of answering in such a way was only at the eastern gate of the Bet HaMikdash on the Har HaBayit, but not outside, not any city outside of the Bet HaMikdash. Ve'it de'amri, and some say that what they did was as was taught in the following Braita. Kedetanya, we learned in a Braita, Omer lifnei 24 brachot shemone esre shebechol yom u'mosif aleim od shesh. He says 24 brachot on that day of Ta'anit Tzibur, 18 the daily ones, with an additional 6. Ve'otan shesh hechan umran. And where did he add those extra 6? Ben goel lerofe chole. Between goel and refa'enu. U'ma'arich begeula. And he would lengthen the bracha of goel. Ve'hen onim acharav amen al kol bracha u'bracha. And they would answer amen on each bracha, v'kach ayu noagim b'gvulin, and that was the custom in all the areas outside of the Bet HaMikdash. Aval b'mikdash hayu omrim, baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, baruch goel Yisrael, ve'lo ayu onim acharav amen. In the Bet HaMikdash they would say, blessed is Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, baruch goel Yisrael, and they would not answer amen, v'kol kach lama, why? Lefi she'en onim amen b'mikdash. Because amen is not to be answered in Mikdash Uminayin she'en onim amen b'mikdash. And how do we know? This Braita also brings the same pasuk that we saw before, she'ne'emar kumu barechu et Hashem Elokechem min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, v'yivarechu shem kevodecha umromam al kol bracha u'tehila. What does that mean? Al kol bracha u'bracha ten lo tehila. For each and every blessing, you should give its own praise. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in another Braita, also very similar, al harishonot hu omer. When concluding the first bracha of the special brachot of the Ta'anit, hu omer, he would end off by saying, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, Baruch Goel Yisrael. Vehem onim acharav, and they would answer, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto le'olam va'ed. V'chazan HaKneset omer, tik'u kohanim, tik'u. וחוזר ואומר מי שענה and then he would continue and say מי שענה את אברהם בהר המוריה הוא יענה אתכם וישמע בכל צעקתכם היום הזה והם תוקעים ומריעים ותוקעים and then they would blow תקיעה תרועה תקיעה so this is a little bit different than the braita before right ועל השנייה before it only said they blew a תרועה here we're learning that before by the end of the first one, they would blow a tkia, and now by the second one, they would blow tkia, trua tkia. Ve'al ha'shniya hu omer, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, Baruch Zocher ha'nishkachot, ve'hem onim acharav, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto le'olam va'ed, ve'chazan ha'kneset omer, hariu b'nei Aharon hariu. And then they would be told to blow a trua, ve'omer, and then the chazan would continue, mishe'ana et avotenu al yamsuf. הוא יענה אתכם וישמע בכל צעקתכם היום הזה, והם מריעים ותוקעים ומריעים. And then at that point, they would do תרועה, תקיעה, and תרועה. וכן בכל ברכה וברכה. And that's how the sequence would be in each ברכה. באחת אומר תקעו, ובאחת אומר הריעו. One, it would be תקיעה, תרועה, תקיעה, and the next would be תרועה, תקיעה, תרועה. וכך הנהיג רבי חלפתא וציפורי ורבי חנני בן תרדיון וסיכני. And I'm sorry, ובאחת אומר הריו, עד שיגמור את כל הברכות כולם, until finishing all the ברכות, and then the Braita says that Rabbi Chalavta did this in Tzipori, Rabbi Chananya ben Teradion did this in Sichni, וכשבדבר אצל חכמים אמרו, לא היו נוהגים כן אלא בשערי מזרח ובהר הבית, when the matter came to the חכמים, they said, this was only done in the הר הבית, in the בית המקדש. We go back to the statement in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo haya tzarich lomar zichonot. If you remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first two brachot are not zichonot v'shofarot, rather they would be different psukim from Tehilim. Amar Rabbi Ada de min Yafo, Rabbi Ada from the city of Yafo, said, "Mai ta'ama de Rav Yehuda? Why did Rav Yehuda hold that you would not say zichonot v'shofarot by the Ta'anit Tzibur? Because Rav Yehuda held, lefi she'en omrim zichonot v'shofarot, ela v'rosh Hashanah, u'bayovlot, u'bishat milchama." The only time we say the brachot of zichonot and shofarot is on Rosh Hashanah, as we know, and on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, and in the times of war, when they would blow the shofarot in the time of war, in the olden days, they would say psukim of malchuyot, zichonot, and shofarot. But not on a taniyot zibur, according to Rabbi Yehuda.